Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Hi guys, Okay, I think we need to talk a little bit about Microsoft here. Okay. Now, the FTC and that whole thing about the acquisition to what was going to happen with Activision and Blizzard. And in internal notes and emails have leaked, and it was a lot of shit. I'm gonna give you guys just the brief details, because you know there's a lot and there's still some things that's falling out, but from all I've seen that this week is this. I don't like the management over there with Microsoft. Listen, I said all that meaning that I am not giving Sony or Nintendo a pass. They are just the two who haven't let their shit just leak out. But there's some shit that is going on at Microsoft where they want to buy up everything. Child, they tried to go after Nintendo. They tried to go after Nintendo. Phil Spencer suggested it. This is back in 2020, but hello? 2019 actually, but 2020 is when they thought that they was gonna, you know, snatch up. You know, they proposed something to Nintendo as far as we would like to acquire you, which further submits to me that Microsoft pockets are deep as hell. Deep as hell. But here's the thing, guy. Microsoft, the fact that you thought that you could come after Nintendo and come after all of these studios tells me one thing and one thing only. Now, I have been a huge advocate and supporter of Game Pass. Man, I'm about to roll back a couple of things about what I said, because I think your game is up, Microsoft. See, you want Game Pass as a game service to eliminate the whole thing so that you can get all that money back. That's your huge scheme. Did y'all see that they tried to make the Xbox Series refresh fully digital? Like, I see what you're doing, Microsoft. You're trying to buy out everything so that everyone had to resort to this Game Pass function. And instead of people buying physical games and own these games, you're pushing them to give you a monthly subscription at behest, like, you know, you can charge us whatever you want in order to play all of these games. I'm glad that Nintendo didn't take the bait. Shit. I would have never thought that they would have. Here's the thing, Microsoft. Instead of trying to sit here and make everybody buy up everything, put that money into your fucking goddamn game developers and shit like that. Make sure that they get everything that they need so they can come out and make a decent fucking game. Yes, Starfield is up there. I'm enjoying Starfield. I'm enjoying Game Pass. Sweetheart, did you see me switch up? I switched to Liza P. I love that game. Oh my god. That being said, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. Now, when they bought Bethesda, did y'all honestly think that they was going to bring Elder Scrolls 6 to the PlayStation? Hell no. Hell no. All of that future, I'm telling y'all, I'm sitting here telling y'all this now. I think that's why they gave a limited number to what happened with Call of Duty. Sony pretty much has 10 years to come up with a shooter game. Because I know for a fact, Nintendo and Sony will not be getting year 11 of that deal. I know they're not. Microsoft is going to be like, no, they're wasting too much money. And for the first couple of years, it's going to be on par. Yeah, it's going to be on par. But I bet you, Xbox is going to start getting exclusive shit to the platform that's going to make people run over there to the Game Pass. They're going to put that game on Game Pass. I don't even understand why y'all even entertain the thought that they wasn't going to do that. That's how Microsoft planned to get that money back. Right with Game Pass. We are experiencing it's not a honeymoon phase, but it's like we get this $15. When they get everything they need to get, I bet you $1 million to a bucket of bullshit that they gonna jump that motherfucker up to $30. I'm like, y'all cannot honestly think that they're not gonna bring all of those exclusives that they paid for with that. No. That, you know, Phil, he said that they wasn't gonna bring out that refresh. I think they already made it. It's still a, you guys seen it? It's faster, it's better than the current one right now. But that's gonna happen with Sony too. Sony's gonna do the mid refresh. I mean, I don't... Like, this news that came out, like, what the fuck were y'all thinking about, Xbox? Like, you let your shit be exposed like that. Talking about it's the AI generator that leaked the news and stuff like that. First, they blamed it on LTC. LTC said, we ain't had nothing to do with that. And mind you, Xbox didn't have a good showing at Tokyo Game Show. They have Phoenix Wright, that's coming out next week. We already knew about Forza Motorsports. Like a Dragon, Gaten, the man who erased his name, that's coming to Game Pass. Pretty much, oh, shit. Persona 5 Tactica is coming to Game Pass. November. Persona Reloaded is coming to Game Pass next year. It's like, but that story that we just got finished talking about, man, I'm really scared about where they're trying to take this fucking industry. And the thing about it is they got the money to do it. What else part of that damn thing today, bro? And then they're saying that the Series S is more popular than everyone thinks because it's right there. It's $300. It's like you can get that game. You can get an external hard drive. I'm telling y'all how I did it. Okay, of course they got their proprietary storage. But I got a terabyte. But it's external. Now see, this is what I do. If I'm not playing a game, I'll just transfer it over to that external one and I'll just leave it there. And then when I'm ready to play the game, I'll just, you know, transfer it back so that it can be on this native system hard drive. And that's why it's popular. Now, Nintendo. I wouldn't even say Nintendo. I would say Nether Realms, Mortal Kombat 1 on the Nintendo Switch looks abysmal, and it plays horribly. Now, what's his name again? Ed Boon did say that they're going to, you know, get a patch together and put it up for the Nintendo Switch version. Because here's the thing. I believe that the game would have been salvageable if it wasn't $70. Y'all charge $70 for that game. $70. And then it was ported by Shiver Entertainment and Saber Interactive, which means that it wasn't in-home. It was a cash grab. So don't be looking at the Nintendo Switch fans when these numbers come out, because you know what you did. This lies on the PC Steam. This lies on the PlayStation 5, and this lies on the Xbox shoulders. These sales numbers. Don't include Nintendo in that shit. Keep on going back to this damn, I'm worried. I can't believe they would pull some shit like this. Then they were talking about, Oblivion and Fallout 3 remasters are in, it's possibly gonna be coming. Though I might say the Series S, even though it's digital, which I don't want it to be, because if it's digital, it better not cost $500. If it's digital, that bad boy better be $400, $100 more than the S. And I said that because you're not paying for no hard drive. You're not paying for no hard drive. It's supposed to be coming out sometime between, and this is all in the documents, next year. I believe that it's coming. Insomniac, why is everyone who's been previewing, everyone seems to be enjoying the, Spider-Man 2. But the people who are previewing Final Fantasy Rebirth, they're like, it's pretty much the same as the first one, which is weird because I have been looking at the Spider-Man stuff and I'm like, that's pretty much the same. Yeah, it's a little bit of new mechanics to it. But I don't see why it's not, like, you know, running off of that same engine. Baldur's Gate 3, anticipated patch. It was delayed. But it's not gonna be, it is a big one. I don't know. No, by the time you guys get this up, it should be done. Because it's here in like the 20th. Yeah, this weekend. Probably. Guys. I literally be searching for that video for the PS5 on YouTube. And I don't see shit. I don't see shit regarding the PS5 and Baldur's Gate 3. At all. do you think they're gonna bring that game Baldur's Gate 3 on Game Pass? Do y'all think that? I think they're gonna happen. I think it's gonna happen like that. What game was just announced? Oh, Ubisoft announced Division 3. You know what I'm really shocked about, guys? This is just a little side. But it's still gaming. How in the world are y'all still playing? Like, people are really enjoying Hogwarts Legacy. I'm sorry, guys. That seems so crazy to me. That seems crazy to me. I mean, I'm not gonna get it. I'm not even if it came to Game Pass, I wouldn't play it. It's just the reason why I'm not playing it, it's because I had my idea of what I wanted it to be. And it's nowhere like that. It's not an MMORPG. And because it's not like that, I can't get into it. Starfield hits 10 million players in less than 3 weeks. That means they sold 10 million goddamn copies. Damn. It is a good game. It is. Then they had to come out with this goddamn shit. Alright. Okay, guys. I guess that's it. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Stole a cat. Okay, like I said, y'all know I wasn't feeling the VMAs last week. I didn't know it was just that bad, though. My God. Because I didn't watch it. I watched snippets of it. Like, you know. And again, and girl, they're going around here, you know, hinting that Taylor Swift was drunk. And I said this again. The reason why I just didn't go up for the VMAs this year, or probably that I will go anytime, is because I feel that new and up and coming artists are really supposed to show themselves out like that. Like, you know, make a stand. Like, not a stand, but, you know, they supposed to, you know, say, I'm here. That's your platform to say, this is who I am. This is what I do. And you can like it or you can leave it. But they keep on pushing Taylor Swift. So I was like, when I started seeing too many of her on that, I left it alone. But Doja album is out. It's interesting. Okay. I know I said this before. I know I said this before regarding her. I told y'all a long time ago, Doja Cat does not want the fame that y'all want for her. I think Doja Cat wanted a little bit of notoriety because her talent level and direction is smooth. Her first couple of creative albums, that's her. And I don't think that she's happy. I think that she is trying to break away from this industry and go back to obscurity. I truly believe it. Not saying that the album isn't good. I gotta listen to it again. I don't listen to an album once and then drop my impressions on it. I mean, not drop a review on it, because I think that is just weird, because you gotta have a little bit of time to digest the music. But she is going after her fans. People are saying that she sold herself to the devil. I don't think that she is. I think that she is just breaking that mold of who y'all think that she is. I think Hot Pink, I think Her Planet, I don't think that those albums speak for her. I really don't. I think this album is heading back into her first two mix CDs. You know, I think that a lot of people put her on a pedestal. I liked Mill. I thought it was a bop. I didn't care for her second one, the one that she did with Tigger. But then again, though, like when she got a team behind her, I really, really, really did like Rules. I love that song from her. I love Rules. Off of this album, you know what's so funny? It's that I really don't like her first single, Paint the Town Red. I really don't like that. I mean, I can understand it's very catchy, but I really don't like it. I just thought that it was like, you know, I think it's on the album to grab those fans that are still rocking with her. But you can check it out, you know. It's out there. Girl, hold on. Cause you know I'm not looking at Miss Drake, Miss Aubrey. Girl, did she come up with something? Cause y'all know I don't go for Miss Drake. Slime. I haven't even heard Slime yet. Nope. No. I don't see anything. No. Yeah, I didn't hear Slime yet. I don't think I'm gonna listen to it. Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about this damn heifer, Krishan Rock. Girl, everybody was like coming to your defense, raising you up, lifting you up against that nigga. Girl, why did that girl let that man? here's the thing that blows my way back about her and this Nick. Blueface is a weirdo. Blueface, in my humble opinion, he doesn't do it for me as far as looks. I don't find Blueface to be handsome. I think Blueface looks like he's okay. Like he would be a drive-by. No more, no less. Like he is a one-night stand. I, for the life of me, cannot figure out why is this young girl with this newborn baby who she's had a video with this man. Like, your child is not even a month old, and you are parading this baby around as if this is a fucking baby doll. Like, he is 6-7 months years old, and we saw the picture of you in Walmart. I said, oh my God. They were honest. They was really real about this chick. She is a deadbeat mother. And I know that is extreme to say some shit like that. But I'm going to tell y'all. I have seen. I know girls like that. Like, it's, she doesn't care about. She cares about that child. I'm not that naive. But she cared more about that man than that baby. She's giving that, she's changing that child's name to that man's name. To the nigga that ran to the internet and just pretty much didn't claim him. Pretty much didn't claim him. And what? He came into her life again, kissed her, probably fucked her. She's talking about she's gonna be pregnant again in 6 more months. Bitch, your child ain't even a month old. You're not, girl. This is why I don't like that man. This is why I don't like that man. Let me tell you something. Blueface, you know what your other baby mama went through. You know what her body went through. You don't care that she just had your kid and she's running around. Oh, just disgusting. Just disgusting. Like, do you not understand? Your body has not healed yet. It's not healed yet. Hold on. Cause I'm not mad. I know I'm not going mad. Hold on, I know I'm not going mad. I'm just looking at the born date. Bitch, September 3rd. That is fucking that damn 2 weeks away. 2 weeks ago. What? Girl, you are running out here like your body is not here. The damage you are doing to your body? It's like, Somebody get that baby. Somebody get that baby from that girl. Get that baby from her and Blueface. She's not ready. She's not. And you had all of us believing that you was past this nigga. And all it took was for him to be in your face for no more than 72 hours before you ran your motherfucking ass onto the goddamn internet and announcing that you are changing that baby's name. Him, he's on the motherfucking goddamn gram telling the girl, his other baby mama, that he owns her. Like, y'all, he knows exactly who the hell he's picking. So at this moment, we're going to continue to talk about this goddamn Hafa. And we're going to laugh at everything that she getting turned up. I don't care no more. Fuck her. You want to be a fucking fool? Fine. Be a goddamn fool. Because you look stupid. That man is literally playing all of y'all for money. He's pimping y'all out. He's literally pimping the both of them out for content. I'm scared for that baby. I'm scared for that child. Girl, what? You going around here half naked? You just had a baby. Like, you're supposed to be allowing your body to recover. And here you are like, girl, what? I know he fucked her. That's the sick part. I know he fucked her. Like, there is something wrong with motherfucking Blueface. Something's wrong with him. God damn it, man. And then you guys, you got Tyler Perry. Encouraging black women to settle for a nigga that can only pay for the light bill, love him, and help him grow. It's never these niggas to be better and stuff like that. Girl, I can understand why women are walking around here right now and trying their best to be motherfucking single. These men around here who, if you don't say hello, you don't say hello to your mom, you just a mean motherfucking bitch, or you just, you know, you need to get your ass kicked. Harmed. Sitting here looking for mamas. And then as soon as they get on, as soon as these motherfucking guys get on, they sit here and dump or don't want nothing to do with the women that looks like they mama. Yes, I'm talking about the African American people. Yes. Don't want nothing to look like they mama. They want someone to look exotic. They want someone to look fair-skinned. Because that's what they think, that if they get someone with someone like that, then they've made it. But the girls who are even the ones who are, that fit that profile, shit, y'all getting the worst of them. Shit, y'all see what happened with what's that girl from the top girl. Is it Julie Chain? Julie Chain? No, it's not Julie Chain. The real, not the talk shit. The real. I'm trying to find her name because she was like Ginny Mae, girl. This nigga, Jeezy, is divorcing her. Now, Ginny Mae was married before. Ginny Mae didn't want no kids. Ginny Mae got with this nigga and had this baby. Do you know they've been married for a little over 3 years? I mean, less than 3 years. As soon as she had that baby, he was out of there. I think that's his first kid. Girl, what? As soon as he sat there talking about that, he didn't want to be with no one like his mama. He got with that girl and ain't good shit. Ain't shit. You knocked this girl up head, heart. She had your motherfucking baby. And in less than 2 motherfucking years, you divorced her. Why had the kid? Y'all want these women to settle. Shit, couldn't be me out there in the world. Mm-mm. I wish he was here. I wish that, I'm at the studio, but I'm talking about my baby father. I wish he was here. He'll tell you. No. A long time. A long time before I even thought about doing something like that. I'm talking about you have to be under the same roof for a little over 3 years. Before you start talking about let's have a baby. For what? I don't know you. I'm still learning about you. Talking about if he can only afford a light bill, that you should love him and you should stick beside him. And here's the thing that's confusing to me is that y'all going around here preaching all this goddamn, you know, kumbaya shit, but y'all ain't letting y'all kids do none of that shit. Y'all ain't letting none of y'all kids do none of that. They could not bring the men that y'all are wishing that everyone else to get with and settle for. They couldn't be, they'd be goddamn if they walked into their house with their kids. Which sucks. Like, shut up. You are not a part of this conversation. Yes, Tyler Perry, it took you some minutes to get where the hell you are. And I'm glad you are where you at. I know you was all about the struggle and stuff like that. But I also know that you did that shit alone. I know you did that shit alone. Women started peeping you at the moment that you really got successful. Shit. From the way how they be going around here talking about, they said you was one of the girls. One of the kids. Not that it matters. But it's like, girl, what? Sit the fuck down. Shut up. And you niggas, y'all need to get y'all shit together. Y'all really do. And I'm not talking about just black people. Get all of y'all men need to get y'all shit together. It's quite alright to be single. You can go on Single Mingle, get your little kitty cat or a little, you know, whatever you want from the buffet, and go back home. Now, let's talk about this Angela Ross and this Emma Roberts, who, okay, so Angela Ross, she's one of the stars of American Horror Story, you know, and she was also on that hit show Pose. Well, she was sharing with the world what kind of harassment and treatment that she was receiving while she was on the set of American Horror Story 1984, and most of it came from Emma Roberts. Now, when I saw Emma Watson, Emma Roberts. I don't know why I was thinking Watson. When I saw her on Coven, I thought she was a bitch then. I just thought she just gives me bitch vibes. To this day, I still don't understand what Evan Peters saw in her. I still don't. You know she used to beat his ass? She went to jail for that. Assaulting him. And then he went back to her. Like, but he's just a little country boy who may be into some shit, some kinky shit. I don't know. But she shared her story. This is Angela Ross telling about the treatment that she received and stuff like that. And it was, you know, coming from her. Emma has since came out and said that she was sorry and stuff like that. And then Angela Ross was like, she's just gonna, like, you know, she's gonna step away from Hollywood because she's trying to, like, you know, I think she was a wonderful, you know, she was a wonderful person as far as showing representation for the LGBTQ community, because she was just quiet. You know, and it's unfortunate that she had to endure all of that, you know, because she's trying to break barriers. Her and not Deborah Cox, but God, what is her name again? Not Deborah Cox, but damn. Orange is the New Black. Laverne Cox. I'm sorry. But see, okay, now that just goes to show that she is not in the news. Like, they're not in the news. You know? They keep their head low, they do their little jobs, and then they be on their way. But I hope that even though she's going to step away from the Hollywood scene, I hope that she finds her footing. And here's the thing. if you do come back, maybe it's like your calling is like to work from behind the scenes. You know, producing shows, writing shows and stuff like that. I hope she finds her footing. I really do. Because I just think that, like, every time I saw her in all of those American Horror Stories shows, she played well, played good, like strong characters and stuff like that. You know who I wish leave that shit alone? Evan Peters. I wish he leaves that alone. Like, break out of that shit. Break away from that. Because I think he can be a solid actor. And he did, because he did a little bit of the HBO. No, it was an FX one, because it was the Banshee something. He could break out. He could be a solid actor. But I don't want him to be keep going back to that. What else happened out here, guys? What else happened? Because you know there's so much. Girl, why did they think that Zendaya was getting married? Let me see this. Zendaya is so cute. God damn it, she is so cute. And she is just enjoying her life. I am not mad at that.
I can't post anything, you guys.
You know who I hate the most? I don't know what it is about Twitter and their video shit, but they video sucks. It sucks. It like it stops and then it just takes a long time to load. And y'all hear about that nigga talking about he wanna start charging people to go on Twitter? Like, girl, what? Twitter would die in less than a motherfucking goddamn month. Which I think he's trying to do. I truly believe that he's trying to destroy it.
Post anything, you guys. I posted it for my hat.
She had this big pearl ring on her wedding finger. And people thought that she was announcing that she was engaged. So cute. They are so cute. Oh, child. Why did Patty... Girl. Why did Nicki Minaj... This is the shit I was talking about with... Okay. Offset... Girl, I can't believe I almost walked past this shit. Offset must have said some shit to Nicki Minaj. Girl, at the VMAs and Nicki... Girl, I didn't even know Nicki hosted that damn show. I didn't even know she hosted that show. But she was just being very confrontational, I guess. And Offset must have said some shit, because you know that Cardi B was there. And you know Nicki. Nicki's gonna do her. Well, her husband, this nigga, he was with some goons. Like, you know you on probation. Why are you running to the fucking internet threatening someone to bring harm upon somebody for the streets. Like, if you don't go sit your ass down somewhere, Nicki Minaj has an album coming out really, really, really soon. Let Your Woman Shine. Sit your ass home. What does he do? Well, he's now been on. He's on house arrest right now, girl. Oh, the judge was swift with that. Oh, you want to threaten someone, huh? Okay, girl. Well, clearly you got enough. You know, you got enough time on your hands. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slap this ankle bracelet on your ankle. And we're going to see where you go. I hope he learns from this shit. Nicki, you need to leave that nigga alone. Swiftly. I don't understand. Y'all with all this goddamn money and this influence and this reach. And y'all still pick the bums of the litter. Whew. Okay. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.